بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. We pray the peace and the blessings be upon Muhammad, the last prophet and messenger of God. I first must express my thanks to this conference, to its leaders, President Asmar and Secretary General, and all of you, for this honor that you have given me to address you here on this occasion. I also would like to say at the outset of my address that we are very happy, pleased, and thankful to Allah for the participation that we see here tonight of our members, and for the great contribution that Imam Shakir Mahmood is making to bring us and the immigrant Muslims closer together in a common effort by the masjids or the mosques of the area. We hope that this effort will continue to grow, and Allah bless it, and we hope ourselves to join it and make our contribution. Now I have to speak on the heritage of Islam, Islam's heritage to mankind. First, let me say to you that I never think of myself as a Muslim scholar. I think of myself as a Muslim student, a student. And I don't have the credits that would make me feel comfortable with that title. I would rather wait until I go back to college or school and get a few degrees, and then I will accept that title and feel comfortable with it. but I do consider myself a student, and I do believe that I'm on the right track. Or rather the right path. The heritage of our religion, Islam, to mankind is to be seen in its knowledge and in the vision that we gain from that knowledge. True to reality perception and view on creation, the human potential, and human destiny. The Islamic teachings in Quran and in the life of the Prophet that brings us to understand our role in acting out the will of God. The divine imperatives that we must obey if we are to come into our full potential or to realize our full capacity as human beings on this earth in the human kind of situations and community situations that we find ourselves confronted with. Our heritage is to understand that concept of man, his capacity and his destiny, and to believe in it, and to not be given to a belief in expedience that sacrifice moral life for ends, material ends, political ends, etc. Let me say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with the name Allah, the Gracious, the Compassionate, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, praise and thanks to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. The Most High says in His book, in His holy book, the Quran, the last revelation, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرِجَتْ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ قُلْ هي الذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا خالصة يوم القيامة كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون قل إنما حرم ربي الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن والإثم والبغي بغير الحق وأن تشركوا بالله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون. The Most High is revealed in His holy book. Say, who has forbidden the good things which Allah has brought out for His servants? The beautiful things, Zina, or beautiful things that Allah has brought out for His servants, and the good things of His provisions. Say, such is for those who believe in this life, who are believers in this life, and also in the hereafter, they will have benefits complete. On that wise, God says, He show us, or make plain for us, His signs. And again, say, surely my Lord has forbidden indecency, both openly done and hidden, and sin and shameful behavior. And wrongdoings are acts of injustice done against people, and that we should not make shirk, false worship, ascribe partners to God. And say things of God without any revelation to back it up. And that we do not say of God things that we have no knowledge for. And again, أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. Do you not see that Allah has made subservient for you what is in the skies and what is in the earth, and has multiplied His bounties for you as His blessing, favor, both seen and unseen. Is an Islamic heritage that we understand the oneness of God and how that oneness cannot benefit us in our practical life if we allow it to be corrupted by associating partners with God. And in the Islamic heritage that God has created this material world and all the things that we see in the heavens or the skies and the earth to be of use in the life of man and community. God has also instructed us a law that is in the Quran to struggle, to assert ourselves, to exert ourselves. Allah says in the Quran that there can be nothing for the human being without him asserting himself, without great effort. لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. And God says to us, جَاهِدُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. We must struggle, assert ourselves in His path. بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ, with our possessions, our wealth, وَأَنْفُسِكُمْ, and with our very souls, our very persons. And the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, he has said, أَفْضَلُ الْجِهَادِ مَنْ قَالَ كَلِمَةَ الْحَقِّ in the Sultan Jair. The best of jihad is the words spoken by one spoken in the face of a ruler, or the highest form of jihad is to speak up for the truth in the face of a ruler, government authority, other authority, or any leader who deviates from the right path. And again, is an Islamic heritage to believe that God is with the community, that Allah is on the side of the community. He's with the community and not with a minority that will impose their will upon the community. يد الله على جماعة. To this honorable gathering, I would like to explain or to have you consider that our heritage, Islamic heritage to mankind, the Islamic heritage to mankind, is a way of looking at things, a special way of looking at concerns. When the idol worshippers of Prophet Abraham's time, peace be upon the Prophet, were pressed to explain why idols made by their own hands, fashioned by their own hands, should be worshipped, they gave the popular excuse that idolaters give, and that is, the idols are means by which approach our closeness with divine may be facilitated, or is facilitated. An illustration of Islamic view on this matter comes with Allah's reply to Prophet Moses when this prophet asked to see Allah. The Most High told Moses, peace be upon him, to look not at Allah, to Allah, to see him, but to look at the mountain. And if the mountain remains in its place, then you will see me, Allah says to him. But when he looked at the mountain to see Allah, he swooned, he fainted, and had to recover his senses. Allah said to Moses, never will you see me, however, look to the mountain. From generalities, one may arrive at specifics. Hence, the disposition of the prophet Moses did not cast him in disfavor before Allah, but with the situation presented and the demands made by Moses' people, those rebels among his people, warranted a severe criticism of them and did put them in disfavor. For they ask in defiance that they be shown God in public. That is, they ask for public viewing of God. Our Islamic heritage is a special vision, a special view, a special way of looking at issues along the path of man's intellectual growth. The rational faculty may witness the existence of Allah, but by conclusions of inference and not by eye to substance contact. Man in his rational state is situated well for observing or witnessing the existence of divine. This observation is a large part of Islam's heritage to mankind. We have heard and I have read the scriptures of the Christians and the Jews that are in some ways similar to the Quran, what God has revealed in the Quran, wherein it is said, the mountains shall be leveled, the mountains shall be leveled, the crooked ways shall be made straight, the errors made by the intellect shall be removed. The crooked shall be straightened out. The worship of Creator is the most intelligent posture the intellect can come into. Hence, rational worship is Islam's heritage to mankind. Understandably, the term heritage brings the picture of the tangibles to mind. However, such cherishables as men chanting Quran, tall minarets beside grand mosque structures, mosaic tiles, Muslim-produced calligraphy, and the like should never be the main focus for Islam's heritage. A paper titled Towards a New Interpretation of Culture by Muhammad Zinaber makes the point that what has come to be viewed as Islamic culture may simply be Arab or Arab transmitted art and culture. The first mosque constructed under our Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, under his personal direction, with he himself working alongside the men, is visited every year during Hajj. The Quba Mosque. And its structure has no elaborate design. It is a common structure. Returning now to the main focus in which to view Islam's heritage to mankind, we are invited to reflect on the words of the Most High in His book, the Quran, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka litukhrija an-nasa min adh-dhulumati ila an-nuri bi-idhni rabbihim. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. A book revealed to you, O Muhammad, that you may bring all people from the darkness into the light with the permission of their Lord to the path of the mighty and the glorious, that is God, to the path of God. God, Allahu Levi, God. To whom belongs whatever is in the skies and whatever is in the earth. And again, وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا أَنْزَلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مَا أَنْزَلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّفَكَّرُونَ. And Allah says, and we have revealed to you the remembrance. In order that you may make clear for all people what Allah has sent down to them, and that they may reflect. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, received the Quran because he was the perfect vessel for that purpose. Representing the best possible that could be in man, he received it for all of us. God, in sending it to Prophet Muhammad, was sending it to all of us, all people. And the emphasis here is on their Lord to tell all people that Prophet Muhammad did not represent a god for the Arabs. He represented a god for all people. And that what had been entrusted to him was not for a particular people, but for all people. And that Allah, the one Lord, in revealing to Muhammad, was making possible the possession of his guidance for all people. The view that the Quran came from Allah into the key trust of Muhammad, peace and blessings be on him, to be the heritage of all people, is Islam's heritage to mankind. Again, Allah has revealed in his holy book that he causes the book, that is Revelation, to pass through the people, to go from one generation to another, from one people to another, as an inheritance. Do they reason that Allah would give a certain people an exclusive regarding what comes to man by way of divine revelation? No people has been given an exclusive. It is for all. No people have been given an exclusive on the treasures that are found in the guidance of God and in his book, that is. But he has revealed it that all people may have it. Honorable gathering, similarly, the Prophet, as man's liberated potential, is also a large part of Islam's heritage to mankind. Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the model of human excellence for any who believe in Allah and in the destiny. So says Allah Most High in his book, the Quran. We should understand by that that Prophet Muhammad represents all of us in our completion, in our completed excellence. And that by his sunnah, his behavior, his conduct, we may all come into the fullness of our potential by accepting him and following him as a model for human behavior. I conclude this by now going back to the vision, special vision, that we are to have, that I believe is an important part of Islam's heritage. And that is the vision of peace that Allah has ordered for his creature. that we seek peace, that we pursue peace, and that that peace, that condition of peace, has a prior condition, and that prior condition is unity, tawheed, a belief in the unity of creation, a belief in the unity of life, a belief in the unity of man, a belief in the unity of God, Allah. And without that belief in the concept of oneness and unity, there's no peace for us as individuals or for us as people. But once we come to a belief in that kind of unity, then we have the condition in our own personal life for coming to peace within ourselves. Our religion has given us a belief in the globe